Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thomey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jason Nix. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Glenn Perkins. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Podsednik moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Podsednik moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Podsednik scores. Ramirez moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Span hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierzynski for the out. One out. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nix hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nix moves to second. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Nix scores. Beckham moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckham scores. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierzynski for the out. One out. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nix hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brian Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckham scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Span is 0 for 1 in the game. Span hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Dye moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dye scores. Thome moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. R.A. Dickey now pitching. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thome moves to third. Two outs. Jason Nix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Morneau moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier strikes out. 1 out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed is 0 for 1 in the game. Creed hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Span strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckham takes first base on ball 4. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Beckham. The throw from Maurer and he is safe. Beckham steals second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Podsednik for the out. Beckham moves to third. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tomey hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Spann. Tomey reaches second base with a double. Beckham scores. Ramirez scores. Dye goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tomey moves to third. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pierzynski is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierzynski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maurer is 0 for 2 in the game. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nix is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nix hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Beckham hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunsing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beckham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Creed, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Creed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Creed hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Carlos Gomez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dye hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thome hits a line drive towards first. Morneau catches it and throws to second to double up Ramirez. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto strikes out. 1 out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Span is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Span hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Harris reaches second base with a double. Span moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Span scores. Harris moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Bobby Jenks now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Mejías now pitching. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 4 in the game. Pierzynski strikes out. 1 out. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nix is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nix hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Span. Nix reaches second base with a double. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Nix. The throw from Mauer and he is safe. Nix steals third. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckham is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. Beckham strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Maurer and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Podsednik is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Podsednik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Creed hits a line drive towards third. Beckham juggles the ball. That's an error on Beckham. Cuttier moves to third. Creed moves to second. Matt Tolbert pinch runs for Joe Creed. Brian Buescher pinch hits for Carlos Gomez. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is hit by the pitch. Jose Morales pinch hits for Nick Punto. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuttier scores. Tolbert scores. Buescher moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Delmon Young pinch runs for Jose Morales. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Span is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Span hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.